The Volume.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, use code Shannon. New customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's the code Shannon, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Caleb Williams in a cold-blooded takes to the Bears kicker, new punter after he was drafted. After hitting multiple home runs over the first couple of days in the 2024 draft, the Chicago Bears drafted former Iowa punter Torrey Taylor in the fourth round. Taylor said he already received a text from Caleb Williams, says, "Hey, you're not going to punt much this year." Williams' confidence clearly knows no bounds.
I like it. Come on, we got all these young fellas, man, coming out here talking that talk. The last one I think to remember that to say something like that and is still backing up to this day was Ja'Marr Chase.
Mm-hmm.
Ja'Marr Chase said, "I'm going to Cincinnati and I'm going to break every record." And he stood 10 toes about going about breaking every record.
Oh, you had to make it to records.
Keon Coleman, who is also from Louisiana, came out talking that stuff. Mm-hmm. And I guarantee you his play is going to match the way he's talking. Caleb Williams. He done text the punt already. Boy, don't even worry about it, boy. You ain't gonna punt.
Boy, that's crazy. Ocho, that's crazy, ain't it?
Do you see what he got to work with, though?
Oh, yeah.
You see?
Adunze and Keenan Allen and DJ Moore, Cole Kmet.
Moore. How do you say young bull name from UW? I want to say it the wrong way.
Adunze.
And wrong Adunze. Punt what? Punt who? Punt. All right. Man, I'm excited to see the Bears offense. If Caleb talking like that, he mean business. Because okay. You got to understand the quarterback position doesn't do that.
Yeah, he definitely needs to have confidence.
They don't do that. It's frowned upon.
Mm-hmm.
It's frowned upon. So for him to even allow this to get out, he wanted out on purpose. I like it.
Well,
I like it.
Not publicly, because normally.
I like it.
Normally.
I know what you're going to say.
Normally, the quarterbacks, they do show a lot of confidence, but normally it stayed within the walls.
Always.
Because we going back and forth. John talking, "Oh, y'all not going to get anything today. somebody better put ball down.
Yeah.
Oh, he hot. AT, yeah. Come on. I like, man, no, it's hot. He said, no, come on. So now mm-hmm. I got to go out there and redeem because they talking trash. So now I got to go out there, me, Rod, and Ed. We got to go out there and cook somebody.
Yeah, yeah.
But
hey, how did y'all do in practice? Y'all did ones on twos or ones on ones sometime?
We did ones on ones in 2 minutes.
In 2 minutes, yeah, okay.
Move
okay,
the ball,
okay.
2 minutes, stuff like that.
Right.
Sometimes right. in the red zone. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But normally we did ones on. A lot of times, yeah, even on 907, we did ones on twos. Now, early on in training camp, you know, it's one versus right. ones.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Training camp, yeah, of course. Yeah.
It's one
versus one. You're in shorts. Y'all was in shorts and helmet too, right?
In the second practice. In the first practice, we thudded.
Practice, full pads, yeah.
Yeah.
I had some fun. Hey, hold on. What about training camp? Y'all linemen always got in the fights? The linemen always fighting in training camp. Yeah. Okay.
Look here, bro. Y'all got to stop this. Because I know y'all, because coach, you catch on quick. Y'all try to get out of practice.
Start a fight on purpose, get out of there.
Uh-huh. Mike said, when y'all done fighting, y'all took 15 minutes. We adding that on the practice. That's not the fight.
You know what's funny? Every year, they have joint practices.
Yes!
And every year, there's always a fight, and the media act like, oh, my God, it's something new. Like, come on, man.
No.
Come on, man.
Because you'll let a little stuff go, Ocho. If it's my teammate, I'll let a little shove go. I'll let you grab my face, man. I'm not finna let you do that. Because the first time you think you can get in the game and really do that. Mm-hmm. So that ain't going to happen.
Right.
Nope.
And you know what's funny? Most of the time, the scuffles that happen in practice, in training camps with joint practices, you know, you never see that in the game because you already know you're in a game situation and you're not going to throw a punch.
Nah.
You're not going to pull nobody face mask. I mean, the last time we saw something like that where someone actually threw a punch and just really didn't care was Young Bull that was with the Bears. Remember?
Oh, when he slapped the dude from the Saints.
Yeah, he walked all the way around to get in his face and really drove back and took off.
Yeah.
Like, that was personal. That was personal.
That was, if I'm not mistaken, that was Gardner Johnson that he did that to.
It was? Oh, Gardner have a little nephew now. He'll get up under your skin now.
He didn't get that one. He took that one.
He got up under his skin. It's called mental warfare, mental gymnastics.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You got to have tough skin out there.
Yeah.
Now you're throwing out the game, and now the Eagles got the edge.
Mm-hmm. He was in what you call it. Remember, he was with the Saints then, if I'm not mistaken. I think that was Gardner Johnson then. I think that was the one. If the play that you talking about, where the guy ran down there,
the receiver from the Bears. I can't remember his last name. I think he wore number 83. That's all I can remember.
Mm-hmm. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. He took off on it.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute, Josh Norman and Odell.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm. Akeem Tlaib and Michael Crabtree.
Oh, yeah. But, Debo, old boy.
Yeah, yeah. But see, none of those got thrown out. Those are just little spats. I call them little spats. Those aren't worthy of getting thrown out the game. That's high emotion, middle of the game.
Yeah.
Getting after
it. They cleaned it up. They had to. Go back there. If I'm not mistaken, I think it was the Rams. It was the Raiders and the Chiefs.
Wait, they had one then?
Man, Sean Jones took a dude's helmet off and was swinging his helmet. We tried to hit him upside the head with his helmet.
What year was this?
In the 80s.
Wait, you talking about Kyle Turley?
No, I ain't talking about Kyle Turley. I'm talking about, I think it was like in the 80s, like 84, 85. It's the Raiders and the Chiefs. I'm almost certain of it.
He took his helmet off? He tried to hit him with it?
Sure did.
In the middle of a game?
Just like Myles Garrett. Remember when Myles Garrett hit on the quarterback?
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Mason Rudolph.
It was a different game back then. They would get your ass up out of there. They ain't play. See, like, they done changed the rules now. They done made it so cost prohibitive to do things like that, Ocho. But they would cheap shot your quarterback. They knock your quarterback out of the game. They hurt your quarterback.
On purpose?
Yes!
With no repercussions?
They say you did what you did on purpose. That's how they looked at it. Oh, they wanted retribution. Oh, absolutely.
Oh, y'all, they was crazy back then, right?
Why you think they changed the rule unabated to the quarterback?
Yeah, yeah.
Bruce Smith knocked Boomer Esiason out of game. He jumped the count, hit it right up on his chin. Go back and look it up.
Wait, he jumped the count and then slow down?
Because they used to have unabated to the quarterback. He kept going. That's why they have unabated to the quarterback rules now.
Oh, that man, that's messed up.
Go back and look at that might have been 86 when I think it was Martin for Green Bay late hit Jim McMahon. Jim McMahon threw the ball, was standing there. He got it, pile drive him into the dirt.
Come on, I know Jim got a mad.
Jim ain't get up.
Oh, he was hurt?
Hell yeah. Yeah, he was hurt. Knocked his ass out the game. But you remember when Deion and Andre Rison got into it?
Now,
Andre Johnson and Courtland Finnegan.
That's a classic. Yeah, that was a classic moment.
Andre Johnson and Courtland, Andre was throwing haymakers.
Yeah, he was hot. And you know, Dre don't talk now. Dre quiet.
Nope. Listen, nope, he doesn't.
I done known Dre all my life since he was at Miami High.
Yeah.
I could probably say I done heard Dre talk maybe 10 times. 10 times. I didn't know any since high school now.
Right.
So Courtland had to say something or do something just like C.J. Gardner-Johnson did with Buddy from the Bears.
Yep.
Buddy from the Bears really had to get people that are normally quiet and don't say nothing to get up under their skin. You got to be really talking some crazy talk, man.
A.J. Green and then Jalen Ramsey.
Oh, Jalen Ramsey. Yeah. Hey, I think I might have heard A.J. Green talk maybe 3 times.
Yeah.
At that.
He don't talk at all.
He quiet. Quiet. But you know Jalen talk now. Jalen going to talk to y'all game. He going to get up under his skin.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So.
Oh, that's classic.
Oh, moments, Joe. Man. Spencer Rattler fell in the draft due to the reality show. It took until the 5th round for Spencer Rattler to come off the draft board, drafted by the Saints with the 150 overall pick. And the decision he made years ago in high school is to blame for that. Rattler's participation in Netflix QB1, Beyond the Lights, and how he came off in that topic, that number of teams was stuck on. Ian Rappaport said, Spencer Rattler did a reality show in high school. It did not make him look great. It was unbelievable how many different teams mentioned to me the image of him in that show and how they can't get that out of their heads. Albert Breer said, the show came up. Just about every conversation about Rattler, even though the coaches at South Carolina told NFL teams that he had matured significantly since then.
You know what? It's hard for me to comment on that because I didn't see the show. I'm not sure how the show depicted him as a quarterback in high school. But Spencer Rattler, if I'm not mistaken, as a GM, as a scout, and you've always told me I have to understand the amount of money that these teams are getting ready to invest in these players. So they go back to your past, because I mentioned it to you before, when it was time for me to get drafted.
Mm-hmm.
I went second round. Obviously, there were many red flags because I went to 337 schools just to get to Oregon State. But I went in the second round, and they went back to my elementary teachers just to talk, you know, to ask questions. And I'm like, really? What does that have to do with me playing the game of football? Because when you turn the film on, you know what you're getting. When you turn the film on, you know what you're getting. Turn on the film when it comes to Spencer Rattler. As a team, you know what you're getting. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the Saints have him now. And I hope Spencer Rattler finds a way to make the team, the other 31 teams that pass on him, pay for that.
Yeah.
I'm not sure when his opportunity might present itself, but when it does, I hope he uses this as a chip on his shoulder, uses that leverage, and uses that motivation, whatever it may be, and turn it into a positive.
It's not an accident, Ocho. When you fill out a resume or an application, what did they ask for?
Yes,
references.
References.
Why they want
that? Yes.
Because they want somebody. Yeah, they want somebody to vouch for you one way or another. Oh, he's great. Sir. Hey, he was a model. He was a model co-worker. Always on time. Very courteous. Very polite.
Mm-hmm.
Or he's an asshole.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, that's messed up, man.
It is.
That's messed up.
That's why you have to be careful, like co-signing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't sit nobody up on no, I don't sit no blind up on no blind date. Hey, Shannon, you got any single friends? Nope. Hey, as a matter of fact, I ain't got no friends. I said, all my friends run rabbits and eat booty out of garbage. all my friends dog. So no, I ain't sitting you up because guess what?
Right.
I set you up. It goes to foul. Guess what they're going to say? Shannon, you set it up.
Yep. Yep.
No, find your own man. And if it goes awry, it's your fault.
Oh, right.
Oh, hell no. Nah. And I ain't about co-signing. Nope. Mm-mm. Co-signing me. If you miss a payment, who got to pay for that, Ocho?
Yeah.
Or you mess up my credit. Nah.
Yeah.
If I vouch for you, if I vouch.
Yeah.
Ain't a whole lot of people I'm putting my name behind. I ain't gonna even lie to you, Ocho. Ain't no sense in me lying to you and get on here and say, oh yeah, I'll be. No, hell nah.
You could vouch for me. I'm good. I'm good for whatever, man. I'm, you know.
You done got better.
Whoa. Listen, my resume speaks for itself. If you need references when it comes to me, I got many of people you can ask.
Well, see, that's the fact.
It's about 24,000 of them in the chat right now. Now ask them about me. I bet you they're vouching for me.
They need a little bit more intimate knowledge of you.
They have 13, 14 years of knowledge from following me on Twitter. I think maybe
you just told me Twitter. You told me Twitter wasn't real. You told me social media wasn't real.
That wasn't me. I ain't say that.
So that's real.
I ain't say that.
So everything we see on Twitter.
Wait. Hey, let me tell you what I said.
Get that.
I said some of the people on social media can give you a perception of a life, mm-hmm. and you can lie about who you are. You can be whoever you want on social media.
How do we know who those people are? How we know you're not one of those people?
Because people on social media had met me in person, and the way I am on social media is the exact same way I am in person. Nothing changes.
How many times do we
see you? When I see you, I'm going to tell you I love you. Matter of fact, sometimes I curse. I'm going to say I fucking love you. You got to give me a hug, and I'm going to act like I've known you for 30 years. Now, I'm sure somebody in the chat has met me, and I've done this countless times to people, and I invade their space. Because if you're going to bother me, you're going to take the time out to bother me. I'm acting like we know each other.
How about this?
Because I want it to be memorable because I might not see you again.
How many people thought they knew Tiger Woods?
Well, nobody, because Tiger Woods runs with the 1%.
You saw him at the golf tournament. You saw all this thing. How well do we really know people? When it comes down to it, when we strip everything away and we're not with that person every single day of their life, and even when you're with that person every day, how well? Because we've seen people. Well, I didn't know he was like that. I didn't know he had that side. He had never shown. She had never shown. So when it comes down to it, Ocho, how well do we really know the people that we think we know?
Well, you know what's funny? Is you never, ever, ever really know. You never know who somebody really is. Two things. Until you tell them no. Until you see them angry.
Mm. So you thought you knew that person, then you told them no.
Until you tell them no,
yeah.
Some of your best friends.
Yes.
And I know people in the chat, I know you can attest to this. You never know who somebody is. I don't care how long you've known them. Until you tell them no. And they forget all the yeses throughout the years. But that one time you tell them no, oh, it's a problem. Until you see them angry.
Mm-hmm.
And show your true colors every time. And you add a little alcohol to that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, they tell you everything.
Well, see, that's the thing. See, but what alcohol does is that it changes your morals. It doesn't change your character.
Mm.
You are who you are.
Ooh.
You know, it breaks down those inhibitions. Because
like that.
What you do while you're drunk, you thought about while you were sober. Everything that you say while you're drunk, you thought while you were sober.
Come on.
Wait, man, they don't want that truth, Ocho.
Boy, if you...
That's what it does. Because here's the thing. Ocho, I guarantee you right now, you and I can go somewhere. We go in the airport, we're in the mall. We sign 1,000 autographs each. The moment we don't sign 1,001, assholes. Shadow Sharp and Chad Johnson, Ocho Cinco didn't sign my autograph. But what about the 1,000 people that we did sign? I mean, so.
But that was a good one, boy.
That
was a good one.
No, it doesn't enhance your character. Your character is what it is.
Mm.
It's what it is. Mm. A lot of times people say, well, he got drunk and he started a fight at the bar.
Right.
No, that's in him. That's in him. That's in him.
Mm.
You are what you are. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I like that. The you are what you are is throughout life in general. When it came to dating, for instance, I would always ask. I always curiosity about someone's past,
mm-hmm.
because I want to know. Because what it lets me know is if you're able to do this to X, Y, and Z.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm really no different. Because at mm-hmm. some point, yeah. you know, the cycle, it repeats itself no matter what. So if you did this with X, Y, Z, so I have to understand and I have the ability to compartmentalize and manage my expectations.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how good the times are. No matter how good the times are.
I don't even want to know that.
History always repeats itself.
Ocho, you should, I don't want to know you mm-hmm. at your best. I want to mm-hmm. see you at your worst. Because when you're going to reveal who you actually are to me.
Come on now.
Because see, that's where, if you go back and look at the Bible, see, what did the devil tell God? He said, you give Job everything. Look at mm-hmm. his family. Look at the livestock that he had. Mm-hmm. He said, but if you mm-hmm. remove that hedge from around him, because that you've been protecting him with and what you gave mm-hmm. him everything for, if you right. remove that, he will curse his very maker.
Mm.
So if I give somebody everything, that doesn't tell me who she or he is.
Yeah.
Because that's what the devil told God. If you remove the hedge, Job will curse you. He said, no, he won't. He said, you can do everything you want to him, but take his life. Mm. What happened? Y'all Bible scholars, y'all know what happened. What did he do? Mm. And he gave it to him tenfold.
Yeah.
So when somebody tells me, oh, I don't want to know how you are at your best. Mm. I need to see you at your worst.
At your worst. Come on, preacher. And you wonder. We just had that conversation again about loyalty. And I told you,
mm-hmm.
and I tell you again, I'm going to say it again for the people in the chat. Everybody is loyal when there's opportunity and convenience, mm-hmm. when they meet. Now allow the circumstances to change and let's see how loyal that person is.
That's it.
Allow the circumstances of convenience and the opportunity that you're presenting. Allow it to change, and let's see how loyal that individual is. All right. What you be saying? I ain't telling you what I know.
Wait, I ain't telling you what I heard. I'm telling you what I know.
Hey, I ain't telling you what I heard. I'm telling you what I know.
Yeah, and that's fact. That's fact. Everybody. Ocho, I heard a man say the other day, he said, there's a reason why a sports car. He says, but as you start to travel,
mm-hmm.
people will start to fall off. He mm-hmm. say, that's why a sports car has 2 seats and a bus mm-hmm. has 50. Don't let that go over y'all head now. Don't let it go now. Don't let it go.
Come on now.
I remember when I had... Man, I had a boo-boo-coo. Everybody was cool with Shannon as long as everybody was right here. I didn't have no more than anybody else. I got a little bit more boo, somebody left. Got a little bit more, somebody left. Oh, he think he better. Since when? Because now all of a sudden, I don't think it's cool to do some of the stuff that we were doing. And I say, you know what? I want to get my grandmother and my family out of this environment. Now I think I'm better?
Yeah.
Oh, in other words, you always felt like this. Mm-hmm. This ain't new. You've been felt like this. You just needed for a reason for it to come out. And so now that all of a sudden, I'm a little better than you in sports. I'm about to get a scholarship. I don't do all the other stuff that y'all doing. Now, y'all gonna try to flip it on me. My high school basketball team tried to vote me off the team. Not for something that I did. They did a story on me in the Savannah Morning News. And if y'all don't believe the story, y'all go look it up. They did a story on me. My coach says, I stress the team concept. But if we're a car, Shannon is the motor. They had a meeting and tried to vote me off the team. Even my best friend was in on it.
Mm.
And coach said, no, he didn't say anything. I said it. So why y'all mad at him?
Hmm.
You see, as long as we were getting the shine, everything was cool.
Yeah.
Oh, the team, blah, 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 boom, 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 boom. But the moment the coach said, I stressed the team concept, but Shannon's the engine. They both, voted, ain't called me. And get what they say?
They can't call you if they trying to vote you
off. Yeah, we voted you off the team. How y'all gonna vote me for what? For what he said?
Damn. Hey, you was the best player, huh?
Was I? I'm the best player ever come out of Glenville.
Ooh, come on, talk now.
It ain't even close. Ooh, what? When?
Talk now.
Man, they better stop. They knew it. I mean, God gave me physical gifts that I didn't take as serious because I was so much better than everybody else.
Right.
Once I got to college, I took it serious. But yes, right. I was the best on the team. Absolutely. But it wasn't nothing. I didn't do anything wrong, Ocho. I was cool. You know, I was cool with it.
I know.
But as soon as that light got a little bright on Shannon.
Yeah.
Man, I say, but that was the time that I realized that, you know what? I ain't going to have a whole lot of friends. Because you got to realize in a small town, hell, y'all in the same homeroom damn near from K through 12.
All the way, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, hell, we only had 353 students in our school, high school. My graduating class was 60. Hell, I knew damn near everybody from K, from 5 years old all the way to 18. I knew damn near everybody. So we done played in the sandbox together, the swings. We done played, you know. And now this, I said, oh, man, y'all full of.
Happen every time.
Yeah, it's all good. Hey, I came in by myself. Mom, I ain't no twin. I ain't no triplet.
Same. That's why my circle's so small. It's always been that way. Always been that way.
I don't know what they're thinking. We ain't gonna be your friend no more. Lose a friend, buy a dog. Why you think I got $3, $4? I keep it moving.
I like it.
I prefer them anyway.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all. But here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay. So you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah. Like, check out these hair plugs. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or, like, put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self, and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now, you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Ocho, after today, the 2022 Texans Browns Deshaun Watson trade is complete. The Browns received Deshaun Watson, 2024 sixth round pick, included in the Jerry Jeudy trade. The Texans received first round pick that became Kenyon Green, fourth round pick became Damian Pierce, 2023 first round pick became Will Anderson Jr., defensive rookie of the year. 2023 third round pick that became Tank Dell. The 2024 first round pick, they traded back with Minnesota. And they took the second round pick, Kamari Lassiter. And 2024 sixth round pick, Jamal Hill. 2024 fourth round pick became Caden Bullock. Houston made that pretty good.
Very, especially with Will Anderson and Tank Dell. Tank Dell special.
Yeah. Remember Damian Pierce was running that thing until his ankle got hurt.
Damian was running that thing. Yeah, he was. But Will Anderson and Tank, boy, I'm talking about special. Special.
Yeah.
Ooh, they got a roster over there, boy.
They did.
I'm talking about offensively. Even coming this year with the addition of Diggs, Tank Dell will be back.
Nico
Tank
Collins.
Was killing before he got hurt. You got to keep them feet moving around the pile. He going to know now. keep them feet moving.
You know they got
and Nico.
And Dalton Schultz.
Yep. Man.
The Dallas Cowboys have yet to fill their running back need, but the return of Ezekiel Elliott looks more and more likely. Jerry Jones asked Friday whether or not drafting a running back during the first three rounds was more about the draft has fallen or the Cowboys' comfort level with what they have on the roster. First of all, the draft's not over. That's the thought. And it's a long time before a running back was taken off today's draft. But we're also keenly interested in seeing what the future might look like for Zeke. Jones said he still believes Zeke can be a starting level running back.
Mm-hmm. You like it?
Yeah. Clearly Zeke wasn't giving you $15 million worth of production. But what he could do is that around the goal line, he could bull his way into the end zone. On third and fourth and short, he could keep your offense on the field. So there was value. Zeke always had value.
But not $15 million worth of it.
Right. He's a leader. The guys like playing with him. Guys like blocking for him. So I would like to see him. I'd like to see him come back.
Yeah, I would too. Listen, he was beloved also, not just by his teammates, the community, the fans.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, I think they were sad to see him go, and he had to go. Obviously, you know how the nature of the business is. Very cutthroat. It's very cutthroat. Not wanting to pay, obviously. So now you come back on what I like to call a hometown discount because they're not going to give you, you know, what they feel you're worth, but they're going to give you what they think
you will deserve.
what you will accept. But it's very difficult right now, especially we understand how teams are doing the quarterback position and it's not as valued as it once was, being that now the game has changed tremendously where everything is all about putting the ball in the air.
And plus, Ocho, the thing is that Dallas selling point is like, you know, there's no state taxes here. Mm-hmm. So you factor that in on a $100 million contract. You're going to keep at least 10%. So that's at least $10 million in your pocket.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Ocho, passenger on board the Spirit Airlines flight from Atlanta to Newark were horrified to see a liquid spilling out of plane laboratory.
I saw that.
Mm.
So I'm trying to see, this is what people, listen, this is how things get misconstrued. They talk about a liquid.
Unless that's coffee.
Listen, that ain't coffee. What that is somebody in the bathroom took toilet paper and flushed it down the toilet when it clearly says do not flush any items and they cause it to overflow. And they calls it the overflow.
Whoa, Ocho, damn.
That ain't nothing but water. And whoever posted that video trying to act like, oh, it's a liquid, the toilet overflooded. It happens at everybody's house when you have somebody over and they put too much tissue in your shit and it clog everything.
You ain't using the bathroom in my house. Go to the gas station.
Whoa. Come on now. Come on. You don't let people do number two in your house?
Nah, I know about it.
You can't.
What you
come
to my house for to go to the bathroom? You should have left the use the bathroom before you left home.
Unc, that's a part of human nature.
And you ain't eat that high.
You don't know.
That's why I don't feed people at my house.
Unc, you can't do that. You can't.
Go buy some cookies at the convenience store.
I wonder how the chat feel about that. Can if people come over to your house, do y'all have a problem with people coming to your house and doing number two? Because well, at my place, I have air freshener. I got baby wipes.
I got all that too. That's for me though.
Nah, that's for you. That's for the people that are visiting your place.
Hey, ain't nobody coming over but Ash and Jordan.
Okay, well, Ash and Jordan might have to do number two. Mm-mm. You need air freshener. You need baby wipes. You need make sure you have heated toilet seats.
What about the guest house? I didn't go to the guest house.
Why would they be in the guest house? You got a guest house?
I do.
Well, you got different kind of money over there, boy. They got a guest house. God.
I'm about to get up off it.
Okay.
Ocho.
Yo.
It's back.
Who?
The favorite segment. Spello Cinco.
Oh, hold on. I got to change my hat. Hold on now. I got to change my hat.
Okay, Ocho. The first word.
Hold on. Wait. Let me mentally get ready now.
Okay, go ahead.
Let me mentally
put your hands
chat.
Together, Ocho. Get your hands.
Yeah. Let me mentally get ready. Chat, y'all get ready. Chat, this is for y'all. This is for y'all. I'm telling you. This is for y'all.
Get your jaw muscles loose. Okay. All right. Well, another neck.
Okay. Let's go.
Aardvark.
Aardvark.
Aardvark. People also call it an anteater.
Aardvark. A-R-V-A-R-C-R-K. Aardvark. A-R-V-A-R-K.
It's A-A-R-D-V-A-R-K. Aardvark.
So I spelled it right.
No, you didn't. It's A-A.
I didn't add the extra A.
No, you didn't.
Oh, come on, Unc. Man, you really going to... Come on, man.
Yeah, that's kind of how spelling works. You know you got to spell it correctly.
But I just didn't add the extra A. I forgot it was two A's in Aardvark, but I spelled it right.
That's kind of how people misspell words. They kind of forget that it's, you know, something goes in there or something should have been taken out.
Can I get like a half a point, like a little asterisk by that
one? No, but I tell you what I will do. I'll give you this other easy word that you can get.
Easy. Aardvark is not easy because if it was easy, I would have said two A's. And I know nobody in the chat knew that either.
Just because you didn't say that, that doesn't mean it's not easy. How about this, Ocho?
Okay.
Accommodation.
Accommodation?
Yes.
A-C-C-O-M-O-D-A-T-I-O-N. Come on, now. Don't play with me, now.
A-C-C-O-M-M-O-D-A-T-I-O-N. Accommodations. Two C's, two M's.
That's what I just said.
No, you didn't. I'm looking at
it
right
now. I said.
Nope, you didn't. You want to put it to the chat?
Ask the chat.
Chat, did Ocho spell accommodations correctly? A-C-C-O-M-M-O-D-A-T-I-O-N. Accommodations. They said, sorry, Ocho. No.
Oh, only said one M.
Yes. It's two M's.
All right. Okay. Here we go. I'm spelling the words right. I'm just leaving out one letter. But here we go. You treat me like, you know what? That's two words I done got right, but I left out one little letter. I left out one little letter, but you're throwing me these tricky words. Well, you know, some of the letters are doubled. All right. Don't worry about it. I see. You doing me like that because I'm black. You doing me like that because I'm black. So now I'm 0 for 2. I'm 0 for 2 on stuff I really spell right, but I just happen to leave out a letter because these are words that I haven't had to use in Lord knows how long.
Well, how about this one, Ocho? It's the word the magician use. It's called abracadabra.
So you going to go... You're going to...
Ah!
Hey, see? Come on, man. Ain't nobody in the chat can spell abracadabra. How you say it?
Abracadabra.
I can't even say it. Abracadabra. Wait, how you say it?
Abracadabra.
Abracadabra. Can I just take a shot at it?
Go ahead.
Based on the way it sounds when I sound it out?
Yes.
Now, if I get this wrong, this ain't really on me. Chat, stay with me real quick now. Abra. A-B-R-A.
Mm-hmm.
Cadabra. C-A-D-A-B-R-A.
That's correct. But we already know. People in the chat, they're asking, they say, well, how do you get abracadabra but not accommodation?
Well, I got an accommodation right. I just left the M out.
Well, clearly. How about this, Ocho? How about this one? Abstinence. Hey. Abstinence. To refrain. Abstinence.
Oh, abstinence, like when you're not present in school?
No, that's absent.
Wait, absent and abstinence is the same?
No. Abstinence.
Oh! Dog.
Mm-hmm.
I got this word. You know why? Because I was abstinent from 2007 to 2009. So I had to hear you say it. Wait a minute. I was going to therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Abstinence. And this is how I know how to spell it. I know I'm going to get this right because I ain't got no hoo-ha for like 3 years.
Okay, close your eyes and spell it. Close your eyes.
Abstinence.
Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Put your hands together. Yeah, there you go. Close your eyes. Right there. There you go. Nah! As a matter of fact, put that cap. Put the cap over your eyes. Nah. Put the cap over your eyes. There you go. Go ahead.
Abstinence. A-B-S-T-I-N-E-N-C-E.
Spell it. What, spell it again.
Abstinence.
Yes.
A-B.
Yes.
S-T-I.
Yes.
N-E-N.
Yes.
C-E.
Correct.
Stop playing with me, boy. Stop playing with me, boy. I went to therapy for this. I went to therapy for this. Yeah. Stop playing with me. This is what I do. This is what I do. Spelling Bee champ, 1987. Straight out of Liberty City. Alapata, 40 boy. Yeah. Been spelling big words. Matter of fact, give me a big one. Know what? I feel like Keon Coleman right now. I'm talking shit.
Absent.
What?
Absent.
You got to use it in the word. You got to use it in a sentence.
It's the type of alcohol that it's an alcohol that gets you drunk.
I don't even drink, so how am I know about spelling the word when I don't even indulge in alcoholic behavior?
Okay, how about this here? We're gonna give you a bonus one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Give
Achilles.
Me one.
Achilles.
Achilles.
Yes.
Like the movie Troy. Achilles.
Yes.
Arrow to the back of the Achilles.
Yes.
Kirk Cousins to the back of the Achilles.
Yes.
Achilles. A-C-H-I-L-L-I-E-S.
Mm-hmm.
What?
A-C-H. I-L-L-E-S, Achilles.
Oh, I threw an I in there for no reason.
You sure did.
But the I is silent.
Ain't silent. It ain't in there.
Damn, that was a good one. That was a good one. Yeah, I did. I don't care what y'all say. I did good tonight. I did good
tonight. You got two.
Two?
You got two.
I got the first two, too.
No, you didn't get that. You didn't get aardvark. You didn't get accommodation. You got abstinence.
Man, I left out an A and I left out an M. I still spelled them right.
Okay, Ocho, now it's your turn to pay me back.
Yeah.
It's time to dunk on Unk.
And that's exactly what it's finna be. It's finna be a dunk. Chat, I guarantee you.
Why you? Why you be trying to dunk on me so bad?
Cause you be the chat. No, you've been cheating me, man, on this dunk on Unk stuff, man.
How about cheating you, Ocho?
Don't worry about it. We gonna see tonight.
Okay.
We gonna see tonight. Chat, stay with me now. We got this, chat. It's me and y'all. Let me know you're ready.
I'm ready.
First question. What player holds the record for most assists in a quarter?
Most assists in a quarter?
Yeah, we talking basketball, baby. You know you got that database, right? Most assists in a quarter. A quarter.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the way you're looking up because the answer might be on the ceiling.
Ain't but some spots.
I don't like you looking up there.
Ain't but some spots on the ceiling. And a quarter.
Don't look to your left because Ash sitting over there.
Man, I'm in Atlanta.
Oh, my bad.
I'm gonna go one or two. I'm gonna say
nah. You ain't no one or two. It's just one.
I got two answers, but I'm going. I'm gonna say Rondo, Rajon Rondo.
You know what?
It's wrong. Go ahead.
Long as you know it's wrong.
With the Scott Skiles?
No, it ain't. You're wrong twice.
Who is it?
But before it's Steve Blake. 14 assists in one quarter.
Wow.
Steve Blake.
No, I had never got that one.
Yeah. You sure ain't. You ain't finna get none of them, honestly. Here we go. Chat, we on his head, chat. We got him. Question number two. What item was Caron Butler, who now coaches for the Heat, if I'm not mistaken?
Yes.
What item was Caron Butler banned from chewing on the bench in 20, what year is that? In 2010.
A straw.
Okay. We'll give you that one. Because I mean,
boom. That computer. It takes some time. It's a little late.
That ain't got nothing to do with no computer.
Hey, you don't know about the duo show?
Everybody knew about that one.
I'm finna plug this high speed internet in.
Well, put it in. Well, I got it
plugged in. Go ahead, Ocho.
You don't even understand what I did. I gave you a tough one. Just to get your confidence back with the second question, just to bring you back down to earth on the third one.
Okay.
So here we go. Four NBA players have made 600 plus million in their life. Four NBA players have made 600 plus million in their life. Name the four.
You talking about off the court, right?
In their life. Off court, on court, because you can't make $600 million on the court alone. So it has to all coincide.
Man, it's a bunch of them. Michael Jordan is.
Whoa, be careful, because when you start naming, you only got four. So okay, you got
Michael Jordan.
LeBron. No, that's one.
You said hold on. That's made 600.
I said four. 600 million plus. Now, you talk about a lot of them. It ain't no whole lot of them that's made 600 million plus.
Can I finish?
Yeah. Chat, we got him, chat. He ain't finna get this.
It's more than four.
No, it ain't.
First of all, Magic, Jordan, and one. LeBron are billionaires.
Okay, that's three. I said 600 million plus. You talk about it's a bunch of them. No, it ain't. Chat, don't cheat. Chat, don't type it in the chat.
600 million plus combined.
Yep.
I think it's five, but I'm going to say... Can't be that easy.
Don't look at that chat.
It can't be that
chat,
easy.
Man. Y'all better not say that.
I ain't looking at the chat. It's one or two. But it can't be that easy. It can't be. I'm gonna say Junior Bridgman.
Man, hell no, nah, man. Nah, that was that chat. The chat gave away the answer, man.
Don't do me like this.
Chat gave away the answer, man.
Don't do me like this.
Nah, chat gave away the answer. Hold on. Nah.
Junior.
You got that right, but you got an asterisk by that one.
Ocho, I know, Ocho, you do realize, Junior Bridgman played for the Bucks. You do realize that, right? He wore number 2. Yeah, he played with, Sidney Moncrief, you know, Bob McAdoo. They was all on that team. You didn't know that? With Nelly coached him in the 80s.
Nah, man.
Yeah. Uh-uh. Out listening.
Yeah, nah.
Come on, Ocho.
Hey, you cheated me. You cheated me on something. Okay, come on. Here we go. Next one. Let me lock in. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Who was the first foreign basketball player ever drafted first overall? First foreign basketball player drafted first overall.
Foreign-born?
Foreign in general. So obviously, they're not from here. They got to be foreign. If they were born somewhere else, they got to be foreign.
I'm going to say 84, Akeem Olajuwon.
That is also absolutely wrong.
Who was it?
The first foreign basketball player ever drafted number 1 overall was Michael Thompson, who was Klay Thompson's dad. Yeah. Something wrong with that database. I don't know what's wrong with it.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on
I'm
top
not
of it.
Like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came out from crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go again. You ready?
Yep.
We got him on the ropes, chat. What year was Caitlyn Jenner drafted in the NBA?
What you mean, what year he was drafted in? Okay, hold on.
Yeah. What year was Caitlyn Jenner drafted in the NBA?
Woo!
Yeah, I know. I know how you feel. You make me nervous looking around now. You make me nervous.
I don't know. Look, he won the gold medal in 76 in the Montreal Olympics. So I'm going to say... I don't know.
Which one? 78?
I'm going 77. I don't know.
Okay. Drafted by who?
No, that's not what you said. You said the year.
Well, he was drafted in the NBA what year by what NBA team?
No, that's not what you said. That's not what you said. You said what year? Am I correct?
You don't want to say that? I'm asking for the team.
Oh, what's the answer? Is 77 the answer, Ocho?
No, you're not listening. You need to complete. Ocho, you need to complete the answer. Complete the answer.
Chat. Did he
no,
say
the no? Chat had nothing to do with this. I asked you what year.
I told you the year. You didn't say the team. You did not say the team. Now, is 77 the correct answer? Yes or no?
I need the team. I need the team for the complete answer.
Y'all came back with the computer.
No,
I told you when I plugged that thing in.
I need the team.
Super high speed.
I need the team. telling me the year without the team name, that makes no sense.
You didn't ask me the team.
Well, obviously you would want to give the team they were drafted to.
No. When you ask me who was the first foreign-born player, you didn't say and tell me the team he was drafted to. You say which one. You said what year at the time he was Bruce Jenner, Caitlyn Jenner drafted into the NBA. I said 77. Clearly, that's correct.
Okay, I said into the NBA, so obviously I need the team they were drafted
to. No, you don't. That's not what you said.
You know what? You get 50%.
Chat, weigh in. Am I right or wrong? Who's right on this one?
If I ask you what year someone was drafted into the NBA, I need the team they were drafted to.
That's not what you're saying. You only asked the year.
Listen, I need a team. So
I'm 3 for 5. Ocho, I'm telling you. I done caught you.
Nah. You cheating. Somebody in the chat said, hey, you need to change your hat. They spelled it wrong. it's supposed to be a champion with an A.
Ocho.
That's the point.
I told you about the 76 Olympics. I told you what Olympics were held in Montreal. I said it had to be. Come on, Ocho, don't do me like that.
But what I needed was the team that they were drafted to. Anybody can guess because it's so obvious. If the Olympics were in 76, obviously you're going to say 77.
That's what I did.
To complete the answer, I would need to know what team they were drafted to.
No, you wouldn't.
Because it's easy to say the year. I did. I said NBA.
You said in what year, did Caitlyn Jenner get drafted to the NBA? That's what you said. Right. You didn't say the team.
In the NBA, I would still need the team.
No, you wouldn't.
Actually,
we're gonna put this to the chat. Okay. Hey, back in the chat. Did Shannon get the question right? It's a really simple yes or no.
No. No. And if the chat is not on my side after you cheat me all these times with these spelling words,
Give me my bonus question.
I don't even have a bonus question. I give you one.
Nope,
I
got one for you. Hold on.
I got a bonus question for you. You ready? Yeah. Don't get scared.
You ain't got no bonus question.
I got one right now. I'm ready.
Nope. I ain't let you make up nothing.
You scared.
3 for 5. I won again. Hold on, Ocho. We got a picture. We put the picture up.
Who is that?
I don't know who it looks like, Ocho.
That's you?
Hey, yeah. Dad, see that?
Yeah, okay. But you ripped up now.
When your boy said he was hell when he was well.
Yeah, you was hell when he was well, huh?
Yeah, you better. Boy, I was fatter than frog here. Boy, y'all better stop playing with him. Y'all better stop playing with me. Now, see, I was nephew back then. But hey, y'all better stop it. Y'all better stop it.
Hey, what year was that? What's that, 83? That was 83?
that was the 96 Pro Bowl.
Okay, that's a long time ago. Hey, you don't look nothing like that no more.
Man, that was, hold on, 96? Nigga, why don't you let the baby cuss up here? That's 30 years ago. But you see, that's what 230 looked like. Anybody can have abs at 180, 190, like you.
Whoa, 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 whoa. I ain't never been 190.
I know, 185.
I played my career. I was 6'3", 210. I'm not sure where you got that from.
Hey, yeah, I don't want to tell nobody what kind of shorts I had on, but you know, your boy was feeling pretty.
Yeah.
Your boy was on, I was on one on, Joe. See, look at my chain. They done got my chain. They stole my chain.
How they stole your chain at the Pro Bowl?
No, they still at the Pro Bowl. They stole it when they stole my ish last year.
Oh, so you still had your chain from way back then?
Yeah.
Damn, that's crazy.
My brother gave me that chain.
Damn. That's messed up.
But you see your boy tore up? Ocho, you see your boy tore up?
Yeah. I mean, you weren't ripped up like me, but you
tore up like a Trump tax return. Shredded. Look at that waist. Look at the waist. You see, want to see what a 32-inch waist look like on a 230-pound man? Waist disappeared like a Clinton email. It was gone.
Okay.
Gone.
Okay. Like
3 weeks before, I got in a fight with a sword. I lost cuts everywhere. You know what I'm saying, Ocho? I lost it, Ocho. I had it there for a second. Cuts everywhere.
Hey, man. You saw a picture of me last show, right? You notice how I had 10 abs showing clear as day? 10. 10.
Ocho, you 190.
10.
How about you weigh, Ocho?
I'm just telling you. Right now?
I can't let y'all see no more. Y'all don't need to see because you look at your boy. Your boy was hard.
All right. Pause.
Like the times of 29. You know what happened? You know what happened in October 29, don't you, Ocho?
October 29. What?
October 1929, it happened on a Monday.
I don't remember.
Stock market crash. That's where they got to turn. Boom. Hey, Ojo, you better start with me.
Hell no.
Harder than prom would. You know what I'm saying, Ojo? You went to the prom? Hey, Ojo, I'm just saying, Ojo, that's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. They go to the, I go to the crib, they call you boy, hey, Orange. I turn around.
Yeah.
I'm peeled. They already know it.
Okay. Oh, they used to call you Orange,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, yeah. I was peeled, okay.
I like that. I like that.
Yeah,
I
you like boy that. Hands up. Let's see the results. Let's see the results of the question. Did Shannon get it right? We got 2,300 votes. Did I get it right?
I can't see it.
We're gonna see it. Put it up on the screen so he can see.
Come on, chat. I hope y'all ain't let me down now. Come on, chat.
I'm trying to figure out who the 17% is. Did Shannon get the question right? 83% says yes. 17% says no.
You know what? You know what? You know what? That might not be real. I'm not agreeing with that.
Ocho, I'm just trying to figure out. You asked me, what year did Caitlyn Jenner get drafted into the NBA? Once I said 77, you said, now tell me the team.
Yeah, well, wouldn't you want to complete the full answer? Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Don't you think the chat wanted to hear what team Caitlyn Jenner was drafted to? Because I'm sure they had no idea. Hell, I didn't even have no idea.
I'm sure they wanted to know. You didn't know what you call him.
Oh, man. Something ain't... Oh, you've been cheating, man.
How am I cheating? Ocho, how am I cheating?
Cause I don't know. You be looking around and... Like you got you made me cover my eyes and all that. You be looking at
this. Ocho, that computer.
You hit me with the Marlon Brando. You know, Marlon Brando used to be doing scenes. And they used to have the cue cards stuck up on the walls all around. So they still do. For real? So he could remember his lines. Mm-hmm. Oh, nah, man. Something ain't right. It's cool. But I left out one letter. I spelled the words right. I left out one letter. And, oh, it is wrong. It's wrong. It's wrong. Hey, you forgot to tell me the team that she was drafted to. What do I say? I don't want to be disrespectful. Is it he or she?
Nah, don't start me to lie. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how they refer to it. So
yeah,
I don't say anything.
Right. Okay. I mean, whatever they identify as.
I don't know.
I want to be respectful. That's all.
Yeah. That's why I don't say anything. I don't know. I've never asked anybody how would they like to be referred to. I just call them their name and I just keep it moving. That way I don't run into any problems, Ocho. Ocho, it's time for our last segment of the night. And you know it's our fan favorite. Q&A.
Well, I gotta use the bathroom real quick. Bathroom right in here.
Damn, man. Man, Ocho tried to cheat. I want to know that 17%. I want to know the 17% that thought Ocho could tag on, okay, what team was he drafted to, that I didn't complete the answer. He asked a very simple question, a very specific question. What year did Caitlyn Jenner get drafted into the NBA? That's what he asked. I said, well, he won the 76 Olympics in Montreal. I'm assuming 77. Okay, what team? Then he added on, what team did he get drafted to? Somebody talking about it. Look, yeah, he said Caitlyn, so I regurgitated what he said. He said that, so I said Caitlyn. Obviously, man, Ocho be trying to cheat.
Nah, man.
Ocho, I got 3 out of 5, Ocho. After going 5 for 5, you should feel good. After going 5 for 5 two nights in a row, to stump me to miss 2.
You going 5 for 5 because you are cheating and finding loopholes in the system.
How?
That's it. I'm just looking at the chat. Sometimes the chat and not knowing, and they blurting out the answer, write it out, and you'll peek at the chat, then look away and pretend like you don't know what's going on.
Actually,
and then say it.
Ocho, I promise you. When it comes to the sports stuff, Ocho, this trivia, I told you I plugged it into the wall and went on super high speed.
All right, I got you.
All right, Dre Phillips said, that Laporte, did you put that blue diamond in there? Vertical activity, horizontal, acute, isolates, worth it all. Worth the wait. Nah, bro, that's just a lot of love, tender care, you know, the right mixture. We got that thing. Dre, appreciate the support. Glad you were able to receive it, bro. All right. Scott Allen said, hey, Unc and Ocho, can I get a shout out for my brother, Ronnie? Huge Nightcap fan. Ocho, Ocho is his favorite wide receiver. Question for both. If you had to start your defense with one, J.J. Watt, D-Ware, Dwight Freedy, who you picking? Happy birthday, Ronnie. Your brother, big brother, Scott. I don't know if he's big brother, little brother. He wanted to wish you a happy birthday. Thank you for supporting us, Ronnie. Watching Nightcap. Question. If you had to start a defense, who you start with? JJ or D-Ware or Dwight Freedy?
I mean, I like Dwight Freedy. The greatest spin move.
Oh, they had that spin.
The greatest combo of moves. He had a bag. You know how Kyrie has a bag?
Yeah.
Off the edge, Dwight Freedy had a bag of special moves, with his best one being that spin.
Which in a spin he'd cycle.
He'll pull you inside, and as soon as you lean, spin right up out of there. He can do it the opposite way. He'll lean you out and spin right back inside. Obviously, nothing against TJ Watt.
JJ.
Great player. JJ Watt, great player. Great player. But just for me, preference. For this specific question, regardless of stats, I ain't trying to hear all that. I like Dwight Freedy.
I think I'm going to take JJ. Because there was a stretch there.
Oh, yeah.
He was on
Houston?
He was on that LT Reggie type.
Yeah, yeah.
Where it wasn't even close who the best defensive player was.
Right.
It wasn't nobody else was even in the discussion.
Yes, sir.
So... all these great players. D-Ware helped my Broncos win another Super Bowl. Dwight Freedy played against him. You're right, Ojo. The best spin move ever. Scott Sapp. But anyway, Uncle 85, love the show. It's my first time catching y'all live. Recently lost my grandmother last year. I know you and Ocho were close with y'all. What's something that has stuck with you, you all from time to time?
Hmm.
Everything.
Yeah.
Because I mean, go ahead, Ocho.
Yeah. Now, for me, the one thing that stuck with me, financial discipline. It's never left. That's where it all started. That is where it all started. Now, there's some other areas that she has tried to instill in me, and those are coming along slower than others.
Yeah.
You know, as opposed to that.
Yeah.
But when it came to that financial discipline, and when most people calling me cheap and or some calling me frugal, that stuck from way back then. And I think I think that's my best trait, my best asset.
I think how you treat people. Even if somebody did my grandmother wrong, she never held it against them. She never brought it up. She just always always tell me, say, boy, treat people. You'll never know who you'll ask to hand you your last glass of water.
Mm.
And so I always remember that. I always tried to treat people nice, because you never know if you will need that person again. But that's not a reason to treat someone. That should just be common decency.
Right.
Hey, how you doing? Oh, I mean, I don't really have a reason to be a jerk to someone, especially just coming in contact with them. Hey, how you doing? Yeah, I'm fine. How are you?
Mm-hmm.
Great day. Yeah, it is. Awesome day. Enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Good morning. How you doing? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's just me. I mean, some people want to overcomplicate it and make it more than what it is. I'm very simplistic in that. Treat people nice. I treat people how I would want to be treated. Because I know, Ocho, we weren't always ex-professional athletes. We weren't always celebrities. I always think if the shoe was on the other foot,
mm-hmm.
even if I don't sign, how you doing? How was your day? I'm in a hurry. Bro, I got to go catch this flight. Bro, I'm sorry. Next time.
Yeah.
I just think there's a way that you can talk and treat people regardless. And I'm a firm believer. I'll never believe because of my status that I'm better than you. But I absolutely believe I can do my job better than you can do yours.
Hmm. I like that.
Faye said, hey, Shannon Ocho, does the NFL have mentorship program to help these new players transition post-draft? Are players referred to money managers, mental health services, housing, et cetera? If not, would you or Ocho consider mentoring new players?
They have everything.
They do. They have a rookie symposium.
They have resources to everything.
They do. They have rookie symposium. They have mental health providers that's on staff that you can go talk to.
They got psychiatrists on staff.
Yeah.
Everything.
I would have thought by now the NFL would have reached out, considering that, being a seventh round draft pick, Ocho, starting out on special teams, working my way up, having the success that I had as a team, and then, getting a gold jacket. I thought at some point in time, here it's 20 years, I've been retired, that they would ask me to speak to the rookie at the symposium. That never happened. So now I'm good. Guys, if guys want to reach out to me personally, I ain't got no problem. None whatsoever.
Now that's what most of them do right there, what you just said. They reach out personally just based on what they know and what they've seen in the past and how I've always moved. So little small tidbits here and there.
Yes.
And most of the time with me, they ask about how to deal with the mothers of their kids.
Mm-hmm.
That's more so. It's not even the financial stuff. It's, man, how the hell was you ever able to navigate without doing things the traditional way? And God damn, you make it work. You make it look so easy. And I tell them all the same thing. Boy, listen, you got to make right.
Mm-hmm.
You got to make right with that individual you have a child from, because they will make your life a living hell.
Yeah. Normally guys, when they reach out, I was like, you want me to lie to you? You want me to tell you the truth? Like, nah, I'll tell me the truth. I said, okay.
Right.
Because sometimes, people don't really want to hear the truth.
Mm-mm.
They don't want to hear resemblance of the truth.
Mm.
B-Burn69, love the show. Uncle Ocho, best podcast out there, not even close. Can y'all give my wife, Danielle Lee Birdie, happy birthday? Shout out. Been together since 95. Danielle. Happy birthday and congratulations, you guys. Been together almost 30 years. Wow.
Woo!
That's a long time,
congratulations.
Bro.
Congratulations. That's a lot. What I'm talking about.
That's a lot of times of falling in love over again.
Yeah.
A lot of times. A lot of times. Congratulations. Happy birthday, Danielle. All right, guys. Thank you for tuning in. I'm saying something I didn't think I'd say. The Lakers beat the Nuggets. After 11 consecutive losses, 7 of those coming in the playoffs, the Lakers, 119-108, snap 11-game losing streak against the Nuggets. LeBron, 30 points on 14-23. Anthony Davis, what a monster night. 25 points, 23 rebounds, 6 assists. D'Lo, 21 points. Austin Reeves, 21 points. To negate the incredible game by Nikola Jokic. 33 points, 14 rebounds, 14 assists. But the Lakers win, force a game 5. They're heading back to Denver on Monday. Thank you guys for joining us for another episode of Nightcap. Please, please make sure y'all hit that subscribe button. Please, please make sure you hit that like button. Go on over to Apple Podcasts, get in the comment section, and leave us a comment. Let us know what you think. What can we do better? How can we improve? We're trying to improve on some of the things that you suggested. Don't know if we'll get them in implemented this year, but don't think we're not trying. I'm your favorite unc, Shannon Sharp. He's your favorite number 85, route runner extraordinaire, Bengals Ring of Fame honoree, Pro Bowler, All Pro, Liberty City's own, Chad Ochocinco Rosado - Johnson. And please make sure you go vote for us for the Shorty Awards. We're nominated for 2 awards on Nightcap. Best Podcast, Best Vertical Video. Club Shay Shay, we're nominated for 3. YouTube Presence, TikTok Presence, and YouTube. Thank you guys for selling out Shay by LaPortier. We pinned it at the top of the chat. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your patience. We hope to have it. We hope to be able to take care of your orders in the very near future and be able to turn it around. Because we're going to be able to accommodate you, but it's the lag time that's irritating me. I hate that. And so thank you guys for bearing with us. I really, really appreciate that. Celtics beat the Heat 104-84. Mavs have took a 2-1 lead yesterday. So that's it for Nightcap, and we'll see you again tomorrow.
See y'all tomorrow.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies to steal a moment for yourself before the week ahead. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.